Mobile.
TRN0TRW2T.
TN0TR.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Moving from the table over here. I was just getting a quick snack. Have a toasted cheese sandwich, and then I'm going to go out and mow the lawn.
Well, I'm on my way to Greenville. I got to work Artisphere tonight, all day tomorrow, and all day Sunday. So I'm going to be hanging out in Greenville for a good part of the next 3 days.
Well, I know you're an artist. You draw flies.
Say what you draw, but anyway. And we're volunteering as kind of like gate guards. We're scanning the tickets for everybody that's coming in and handing out the $5 gift certificates. Everybody has to buy a ticket for $5, but they get a $5 gift certificate when they come in the gate. Go figure.
I didn't know that. I knew there was a time limit of, like, if you go in at noon, you got to be out of there by 2:30.
Anything about that. I know they're cycling people through, but we're going to have scanners. We're going to be there are places that you can enter around, and there are going to be scanners. I'm working at one place today, and then I'm working at two different places tomorrow and the same two places on Sunday. So, and Sunday I got to be in Greenville at 9:15 in the morning for this event. How about that?
I know anything about it. I saw it on Fox local news yesterday and today, and they said there were time limits on, you couldn't go in and just stay all day. If you went in at noon, you had to be out at 2:30, and then they'd clean everything, and then they'd open it back up, and then there'd be another period, like from 3 to 5:30 or something of that nature anyways. Well, we're not going down there. I don't think there's anything that we need, although it is a beautiful event that they have. I personally don't like to be around big crowds even yet.
The way they're setting this up, it's not going to be really big crowds, because, I mean, it's only at one end of the, of the place. So you can't really, it's like down on the lower end of, on south end of Main Street, down in about a 10 or 12 block area that's all closed in down there for this event.
I don't know if my in-laws are going down there or not. She's an artist, my son-in-law's mom, and quite an accomplished artist. She's exhibited up at Asheville and different places. It's just, I like to go and look at this stuff. I've been to it once or twice, but that was before the COVID, of course. And our daughter's coming in from Michigan tonight, so I want to get the backyard mowed. I mowed the front yard yesterday, and it started raining on us while we were out there, so we had to quit.
Clouding up on a couple of times on me yesterday. Yeah, I actually didn't see any rain at my house, but this is actually the first. They didn't have this event last year at all, and this is the first, and it's restricted, and there are no performing groups like they were in past years, where we would go out and spend, do an hour-long performance. Our chorus usually did that, and we get paid for that. And then, of course, volunteers, we're volunteering, but the organization you belong to that you're volunteering, they've got some funds to come in to help offset some of the expenses of the volunteers. So they make contributions to us, and it helps with our funding for our chapter. We've been working with them for about 6 or 7 years now.
Literally. Puts a cherry on top. That makes it nice. Oh, Bernice is over here making some chili. And I had to go open all the cans for that, of which I think there was... How many cans of stuff was there? 9 different cans of stuff, Rusty. Can you imagine that, just to make chili?
Why, when I make it at home, and I, you know, and I use, because I got several cans of tomatoes, I got several cans of beans, I got a can of green tomatoes and green chilies. I mean, that's what all goes into mine besides the seasoning, so, you know, that's what I do when I make chili.
Put seasoning in there besides, don't you, Mom? Yeah. But, I want to get outside, but you know, there's a 17-mile-an-hour gust out of the northwest, and a pretty steady wind out there, and I went out and fed and watered the chickens a while ago, and I had to put a jacket on. It was cold.
Hey, I got a jacket to wear for me tonight, too, because I'm going to be outdoors, standing outdoors at the gate where people come in and out. So, I'm going to be there. I brought me a jacket, too, for this afternoon, and I have a long-sleeve shirt that I in my bag over here that I can take out and put on, and we'll probably do so underneath the T-shirt they're giving us to wear there. So I will have that on. So I'll have a long-sleeve shirt, and I've got this, not a real heavy jacket, but, you know, it's comfortable enough, and it's fleece-lined, so it'll do. And if I've got a long-sleeve shirt on, I'll be good.
Well, I'm prepared. Well, Bernice hollered at me just now. There's four redbirds out back at once. Well, we get a bunch of them because I feed them. Yes. Well, Rusty, I don't particularly envy you being out there, and then the cold and me just don't get along anymore. This is your old TR.
Either, but I know what I need to do when I'm going to an event like this, particularly where I'm going to be outdoors, and I bring a jacket and a long sleeve shirt. I'll have a T-shirt on, another shirt on over that long sleeve shirt, and then the jacket over the long sleeve shirt. So I'll be plenty warm enough tonight.
Or since you're going to work,
closing tonight.
It was 8:30 or so.
I'll go to 9:00. So it's and my time goes from 5:15 to 9:00 when I do this last shift.
Just scanning through my app here from the Weather Channel, and it says at 9:00 it'll be 55 degrees, but at 5:00 it'll be 68.
I'm set up for just about whatever I need. Of course, I'm going by a sign over here by the bank. Says it's 69 right now. My car thermometer says it's 69, but that don't take into account that wind blowing out there, and that makes it cold.
Especially if you're in the shade. And the low tonight, since that front pass through, is going to be 48 degrees, and that's a little frosty.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. It got down into the 50s at my house last night, so, yeah, I'm well aware of that. And going to take care of do that. Price of gas has gone up 10 cents a gallon here from a couple of days ago.
Oh, I just took a bite of my frosted mug. I call it my snow that's left over. So I got a thick tongue. Well, Rusty, you know what? They're saying now there's going to be a gas shortage this summer. And you want to determine your vacation by that. And thank you, Mr. Biden, for shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and eliminating a lot of that would have been here and made us energy independent.
Get to an area where there's a bunch of traffic lights that they've just put up over here. And every time you get in among all these traffic lights and power lines, it makes the reception and the radio not do good. So anyway... But I'm headed over here, and I think I may stop at the QT up here and put some go juice in the car. I've got over half a tank, but it doesn't hurt to stay ahead of things, as they say. But yeah, I'm due over here at 5:15 is when I'm supposed to start work, so I got to check in before then. And then I'm going to be over there. My shift starts at 11:15 tomorrow, and then the second shift at at 5:15, and then Sunday I've got a 9:15 in the morning and a 3:15 in the afternoon. So that's what we got there. And all, but it's interesting.
Beautiful stuff down there. You're going to be tired, man. I'm telling you. Well, it's nice of you to volunteer like it. It's going to be, lost my train of thought here. Oh, it was 2:45 yesterday at Sam's Club in Spartanburg, Rusty.
Yeah, I saw that, and I meant to go over there this morning, but I got a late start, and I had to take care of several things around the house this morning, so I didn't get to go out and do anything. I just took care of what I had to take care of at the house, and I had to finish some laundry and do a few other things on the computer for the different things I'm working on right now. So, yeah, that's, you know, it's what it is. Let's see. I'm coming up on the Sphinx down here. Let's see what their price is. Can't read it because there's a tree that's grown up in front of the sign. $2.59 a gallon over here.
Down at Walmart and Taylor's is your cheapest price if you're on 29 in White Hampton.
No, I'm not going to come that way. I'm gonna, because of the way I'm trying to get back in. I'm gonna go down 85 because I don't have to go down that far. But I'm gonna get on here at 290 and go down 85 and come around because that way I can miss a lot of the 29 traffic this time of day, the school buses and things. So going out here, and I've got a tractor trailer front. Unit a rig in front of me, and even though, you know, there's some slope on the road, this guy's trailer is kind of loaded, kind of heavier on the right hand side than it is to the left, because it is definitely leaning that way.
That can really be a bad thing, especially when there's a lot of wind. It's not terrific today, but it's pretty constant. I'm still showing 17 mile an hour out of the west northwest.
And back from this guy, and I didn't pull up beside him. Some other car went by him on the right hand side. So I'm sitting back, and I'm leaving at least a couple of car lengths between me and him here on this bridge on the interstate. We're sitting on the bridge over the interstate to make the turn to go down on the interstate. You know, it really helps things out, you know.
Yeah, we went to Aldi's this morning and then come back to Tractor Supply and got chicken feed. But as a general rule, we try to stay off the roads on Friday if we possibly can. Thursday's bad enough anymore.
Yep, and all. Well, at least I'm going to be early enough in the morning when I head over across town. Head over across in the morning. I got to be there early in the morning and Sunday morning too. So I'm leaving myself plenty of time to go. I'm not pushing it. So truck pulled up here next to me, loaded with new cars and new BMWs on this tractor trailer here.
Yes, you are. Oh, I was wondering if that BMW museum had opened back up. I'd like to go out there and go through that again one of these days. Well, you know, I had to take the car down to get the air conditioner looked at. First time in 10 years we've had to take it in for anything other than an oil change. And it didn't amount to much. It was a pound and a half low on gas. But when I went down there, I was talking to the car salesman, and there's a real, real big car shortage. They had Avalons, but they were the TRD type for kids, basically, with all blacked out, black wheels and all that stuff that I wouldn't care anything about. And they didn't have any of the models like we like, but I just thought I'd ask for kicks and giggles. And he said, we just can't get cars in. And he says, they're going as fast as we can get them.
Been looking around lately myself to try to get an idea to see what kind of cars are available. And all sometime in the next couple of months, I'm going to be looking for something different than what this little bitty one I've got. I'm going to move up to something a little bit bigger if I don't find me a small pickup truck that I like, and go from there. Just trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Definitely not a buyer's market right now. They just are getting pretty scarce out there from the way this guy talked. But it makes you wonder when you drive down White Hampton and you see all those cars out there. But actually, when I walked out into the lot of the Toyota dealer, there wasn't near as many as there usually are. And so I'm sure they'll ask high dollar for them if it's kind of like the houses now, you know. They're getting a premium on them. So I imagine they will on the used cars, too. There's a place out there on 85. What do they call it? Carfax? Or what is that place, please? CarMax? The kids bought one there one time and did all right.
Yeah, they're a used car. There's old used cars, but, you know, I may look for a used one, may look for a new one. And I'll tell you what, my Toyota dealer over here in Spartanburg, his lot didn't look to be too empty, and neither did the Hyundai dealer next door to him. They had plenty of cars on their lots, both of them. So, you know, I guess it just depends upon where the dealer is and how much business he does and everything like that. But like I said, in fact, the Toyota dealer over my way had a bunch of trucks on his lot, too.
Yeah, boy, the Toyota trucks are trending high, but I'm just glad I got mine when I did. And it's only got 50,000 miles on it, so it's big enough for us. I don't like the seats in it particularly, but it's four doors, and it's more than we need. And I know we hauled 8 bags of mulch and 3 bags of cow manure yesterday. Heck, it was probably half full if you really wanted to load it down. And it's 6-cylinder, it does just fine. A truck or a vehicle like that would be pretty handy for you. Although some of these SUVs and that can haul quite a bit now. But I don't know, Rusty. I'm just glad I'm not having to look for one right now, and wish you luck on that one. And yeah, it could be the location, but this was Greer Toyota. The big one's down there on Malden Road, of course, on the Motor Mile.
And all I've talked to, you know, and I've looked around, and like I said, I've been working my way through things. I'm not in that big a hurry right this minute, because I got to wait till my money comes in. But, and boy, I run into a bunch of traffic out here on 85 all of a sudden. And it's middle of the afternoon. I didn't expect to run into this much at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. An hour from now, yeah, but not at 3 o'clock. But oh well. Anyway, it's all going the way I'm going anyway.
Gerald TR. Well, I always think of you every time I go out and spray Roundup and what you went through. Did you ever hear anything back from them? Usually those things wind up being nothing.
Well, they've determined how many points I've out of the possible 400, and I've gotten almost 300 points. So, right now they're determining. There weren't 57 of us in this particular group. So, you know, and it's they're determining what each point is worth, and then from there they'll go. But in the two they've already settled prior to this that went to court, people got a fairly good amount, so I don't know. And all they were talking, they're talking fairly good, and they're supposed to, sometime this month, sometime this week or next, I should get my letter that tells me exactly what I'm going to be awarded, and then we'll go from there. And then they'll start sending out the payments from there and see what's happening. And I'm trying to figure out, we're over here near the airport exit, and I'm still trying to figure out why this traffic is all slowed down like this. W2 T-Mobile.
You're well positioned on that, Rusty, and wish you well. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get me a jacket on and go out and mow that backyard right quick. You have a good day and a safe day, and stay warm out there. W2T and 0TR.
All right. Well, one of the things I'm going to do once I get over here is go find me a restaurant and grab a late bite of some lunch, because I haven't had anything since breakfast this morning. That was a bowl of cereal, and that's already gone, so it's now time to get something a little bit more filling. So I'll get me some lunch, late lunch, early supper before I check in tonight. Talk to you later. N0TR, this is W2T Mobile.